Ukraine security issue.
June 29th, the 126th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, saw new civilian victims of Russian bombardments. Seven residents of Dnipro, including a six-year-old child, were wounded by two Russian cruise missiles. The day before, two bodies were found under the rubble of a car service station destroyed by a powerful explosion. On Wednesday morning, Russia also launched 11 missiles on Mykolaiv. One of them struck an apartment building, totally destroying one block and partially another. Four bodies were recovered from the rubble. More than a dozen people were injured. In Kremenchuk, Poltava region, where a Russian cruise missile destroyed a shopping mall on Monday, rescuers continued to search for bodies and possible survivors. As of 8 p.m. Wednesday, they had cleared three-quarters of the rubble and found 18 bodies and 8 body fragments. According to them, most of the bodies were found in what had been the section that sold toys. Russian missiles also targeted cities and villages in the Odessa region and the city of Kharkiv, that has for weeks been shelled several times a day, as well as residential areas and civilian infrastructure sites across the country, adding to the grim death toll statistics. Citing the recent massive missile strikes that killed and wounded scores of Ukrainian civilians, President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for expelling the Russian Federation from the UN Security Council and strip its delegation to the UN General Assembly of the voting power. Speaking via video call at an extraordinary meeting of the Security Council, Zelensky said,
"Щоденні терористичні акти.
Terrorist acts every day. I call on you to strip the terrorist state of its powers in the General Assembly. It is possible, it is necessary, it is just and it's fair. Russia has no right to stay in the Security Council. This path is not as thorny as it may seem to someone, if there is the political will and consistency," said Volodymyr Zelensky. Over 4 months of the full-scale war, Russia has launched more than 2,800 missiles on Ukraine from various platforms and continues to increase the intensity of missile attacks. According to Alexander Kochetkov, an expert on missile weaponry, there are two reasons. One is the Kremlin's response to international developments, including the recent granting of EU candidate status to Ukraine and the G7 summit where the world leaders declared their support for Ukraine. The second reason is the replacement of Russia's top military command. The person who is now in charge of all the Russian forces fighting against Ukraine is the commander of the Air Space Force. And breaking his back to demonstrate his efficiency and utter cruelty to Putin, he relies primarily on airborne missiles. That is a conscious criminal activity because he uses missiles that cannot hit targets accurately. Such missiles must not be used against densely populated cities. This is a premeditated war crime, said Alexander Kochetkov. The epicenter of fighting is the Donbas, where the Russian forces are on the offensive, trying to encircle Lysychansk, the last Kyiv-controlled city in the Luhansk region. They are also advancing, albeit slowly and suffering heavy losses, on Slovyansk, Donetsk region. In the north and northeast of Ukraine, Russian manned and unmanned aircraft targeted villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions, situated near the Russian border. The Russian army also used heavy artillery and multiple launch rocket systems. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces also said that the threat of air and missile strikes on any target in Ukraine from Belarusian territory remained high. As of Monday, according to the general staff's report, the Russian army had lost more than 35,500 personnel. In the south of the country, the Russians are reportedly taking measures to reinforce their defenses against Ukrainian troops' ongoing counteroffensive efforts. According to the latest report by the World Health Organization, Russia's war against Ukraine has affected 18 million people. And according to the International Organization for Migration, the war has displaced more than 8 million people, or every sixth citizen of Ukraine. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine has recorded executions of civilians by the Russian military in more than 30 villages and towns of the Kyiv, Chernihiv, Kharkiv and Sumy regions that were under Russian control between late February and late March. The mission's head, Matilda Bogner, said in a report that in the town of Bucher alone, the mission documented the murder by Russian soldiers of at least 50 men, women and children. The war in Ukraine must end on the battlefield with Ukraine's victory. A strong response to Russia's actions is vital for Ukraine as well as every nation of the Euro-Atlantic community. These were the main messages in President Volodymyr Zelensky's online speech at the NATO summit in Madrid. On the first day of the summit, the NATO leaders approved immediate and long-term assistance to Ukraine in its fight against the Russian aggressor and developed a new strategic security concept designating Russia as a major threat to security. The alliance also announced its decision to accept Finland and Sweden as new members.